Now, in this sense, I should like to discuss here today with you the repressed prerequisites of qualitative change. I say intentionally of qualitative change, not of revolution, because we know of too many revolutions through which the continuum of repression has been sustained, which have replaced one system of domination by another system of domination. We must become aware of the essentially new features which distinguish a free society as the definite negation of the established societies, and we must begin formulating these features, no matter how metaphysical, no matter how utopian, I even say no matter how ridiculous, we may appear to the normal people in all camps, on the right as well as on the left.